Wherever religious songs and hymns are sung, sooner or later one will hear In the Garden. Occasionally, the song has been subjected to a degree of criticism as being too superficial and sentimental. But one wonders, however, if in the controversy, something of true worth has been overlooked and lost. One day near the Easter season in 1912, Mr. C. Austin Miles, a well-known composer and publisher of gospel hymns, was reading from the Bible the story of the first Easter and the coming of Mary Magdalene and others to the tomb in Joseph's garden very early in the morning. Mystified at finding the tomb empty and fearing that someone had taken away the body of her Lord, Mary went further into the garden. Suddenly, she was confronted with a stranger, supposedly the gardener, to whom she said, "If you have borne him hence, tell me, and I will take him away." And then it was that Jesus the gardener spoke her name, and she fell at his feet and worshipped him. The three stanzas of the song paraphrase the conversation between Mary and the now recognized Savior in words so rich and sweet that even the birds hush their singing. Let this song become a message of the victory and fulfillment of Easter, of hope and good cheer, and even of strong faith, so fitting for today. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.